మహాత్మానస్తే మహాంతస్తే సమచిత్త ప్రశాంత విమన్న వస్తు ఇది సాధవో. Last meeting we had been discussing about the path of salvation. There are two paths. One path is to salvation. Salvation means liberation from this material body. People do not understand what is material bondage, but those who are in Krishna consciousness, they are educated what is bondage and what is liberation. A spirit soul being part and parcel of the Supreme Lord is by nature a very powerful. We do not know how much spiritual power we have got, but that is being suppressed by the material power, just like this fire. This fire, where if there are too many ashes, the heat of the fire is not properly felt. But you move the ashes and just fan it, and when it is blazing, then you get the proper heat and you can utilize it for so many purposes. Similarly, we as spirit soul, we have immense power. And God is the supreme spirit soul. So we cannot imagine how much power God has got. But even we, who are simply a minute particle, just like comparison is just like the fire and the spark. The fire and the spark, both of them are fire. The spark is wherever the spark will fall, immediately it will burn. Similarly, we have got all the qualities in minute quantity of God. God has the creative force, therefore we are also creating so many things. The scientists are creating so many wonderful things. That is wonderful for persons like us, because we do not know how much wonderful one can play, that we do not know. We simply, just like we are giving very much credit to the person who is going to the moon planet by some machine. Oh, wonderful. But we do not see that who has created this planet, and they are floating in the earth. Not only one planet, millions of planets, trillions of planets, each planet having different atmosphere, temperature, population, so many varieties. In the Brahma Sanghita it is stated, yasya prabha prabhatuh jagadanna koti koti subhasudhadi vibhuti hinnam koti subhasudhadi. In each Brahmanda, in each universe, there are innumerable universes. This universe in which we are living, that is only one. And how it is one? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given information. It is just like one mustard seed in the Brahman. He If you take a drag of master seed, you can imagine how many tons, master seed. Out of that one master seed is there. Similarly, there are so many universes that you cannot count. Out of so many universes, this is one universe. And this one universe also containing so many planets. Kotishu Vasudhadi. Vasudhadi, Bihuti Vinnam. Vasudha means planet. So they are of different quality, Bihuti, Vinnam. Just like the sun planet is very hot. The moon planet is very cool. Similarly, other planets, they are watery, airy, variety. That's why even on this planet, we have got varieties of planets. So, we should know how much creative force God has. Wonderful. So out of that wonderful creative force, we, living entities, we have got a little particle. And therefore we can manufacture these wonderful machines. And we are crushing wonder. Oh, you are done. So great. No, we should try to understand, it's still far. It's still far. So, Srimad Bhagavat says that if you want to be free, free means just like you are trying to go to the moon planet by so many mechanical arrangements, but if you are free, spiritual, then you can go any planet you like, immediately. The yogis, those are perfect yogis, not these nonsense yogis. Those are perfect yogis. They can go at their will, any planet they like. That is yogi perfect. When a yogi becomes perfect, he dies. He does not die, he dies. This world is not actually applicable. When he leaves this body, actually nobody will die. He simply quits this body and accept another body. We are forced by the laws of nature according to karma. By practice of yoga, yoga system, we can avoid the forcible nature's law, but we can leave this body according to our sweet will, not being forced by nature's law. Just like Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev, he knew this yoga practice. Therefore, he was not to be killed unless he desired to die. Nobody could kill him. The yogis, still there are many yogis in India. They're living for 700 years, 300 years, 400 years. They consider not yet perfect. Not yet perfect. They are trying to make perfection of the yoga practice. And they look like young men. They are 35 years, 30 years old. But they are 700 years old, 300 years old. They are still yogis. They are yogis. They are practicing. Still they consider they are not perfect. The perfection will be when a yogi at his sweet will can leave this body and can go any planet he likes. Not only within this material universe, but also if he likes he can go to the spiritual planet also. That is it. That's like Dubbasamo. Dubbasamo is trouble within this universe and beyond this universe within 1 year. very sad statement is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. There was a misunderstanding between him and a devotee, Maharaja Muri. So, for that reason, he had to travel. He was attacked. And out of the fear of his life, he had to travel to go from one planet to another, one planet to another, to save his life. Ultimately, he had to go to the distant planet. He was so powerful. And it is said that this space travel covered by Dubbasamani took only one. So, yoga practices. So, that is also a kind of freedom. We do not know what is freedom. Liberation. I am speaking on the point of liberation. But he was also not liberated. That's Dubbasamani. Although he could travel from one planet to another, even after Vishnu Loka, he was not liberated. He had to come back. Liberation means that you go to the spiritual realm, spiritual star, and you do not come back again. It is not like that after spending many millions of dollars, you go to the moon planet and touch it and bring some cash on your system. Is it? Don't trust in that. If you go, leave there. That's why I came to the Western country to preach the system of Now I'm leaving. I'm not. After taking some money and bluffing and well. No. I'm standing. I'm facing. Come on. Any philosopher, any scientist, any religion, come on. And see the beauty of Krishna consciousness. So that is going. Go in the moon planet. Don't come back. Simply by talking, we have done tremendous. So that kind of freedom is not one. Freedom means wherever you like you can go, you can stay. Nobody can check. That is liberation. That is liberation. So here it is said that if you want that sort of liberation, then Mahat-seva-dharam-ahutti-mutti. If you want that sort of liberation, then associate with Mahatma, great souls. And if you want to be stuck up in this material world, then you associate with persons who are addicted to sensuality. That's two processes. If you be addicted to the process of sense gratification, like any, they have no other information. They are simply engaged in sense gratification. Eating, sleeping, making, and drinking. That's all. Their business finished. They do not know anything else. If I call some animals, why people are not taking part in this Krishna consciousness? Because they are animals. They are appearing with four hands and legs, but they have been trained to become animals. So they cannot say. But we are trying to train them from animalism to humanism by associating with this Krishna consciousness movement. This Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is to give chance to this animalistic civilization to associate with devotees and Mahatma so that they can also become devotee and Mahatma. You associate with Mahatma, you become Mahatma. You associate with devas, you become devas. Practical. We are different from the devotee family, all our disciples. They are now Mahatma. It is possible by this Krishna consciousness movement. We can turn devas into Mahatma. That is possible. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is so nice. Narottamdas Thakur sings, Papi papi gato chila hori name uddhari. Tāra sākhi javāyāna. Nātandāsāgu says that Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, by Sankirtan Mumbai, has delivered all kinds of fallen souls, tāpi tāpi. Tāpi means sinful, and tāpi means suffering. If you become sinful, then you must suffer. Just like if you contaminate some disease, you must suffer. Similarly, if you contaminate sinful activity, then you must suffer. Papi papi jato chila harinamu. They have been delivered. So, how they have been delivered? Tara sakshi jagayatma. The living example is jagayatma. What was the Jalai Madhai's fault that is considered Papita? They were addicted to these four principles. Illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and jhana. They were addicted to these principles. They are born in high Brahmin families. But by a bad association, they become a drunkard number one, woman hunters, meat eaters, and gamblers, and gundas, like that. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process was that he used to send daily his devotees to go and chant Hare Krishna and preach Hare Krishna, just like we are trying to do here. We are sending our devotees. You are going? All right. So, you wanted to talk with me? Yes. If you come little earlier, or... When can you? No, why did you not see me in my apartment? Why did you see? Oh, you came at 10. That time I was preparing something. Yes. So, would you like to come tomorrow? Oh. Then you cannot wait also, just now. If you like, then stay here, right? With the guards. Yes, then. Huh? What is that? First day? Yes, you can arrange with them, with the go. Yes. So you make arrangement? So, you are staying this night here? No. You are going? So, actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered such verse. Papi papi jato chila hariname uddhar. So, why they are called papi papi? The papi is a sinful man. they never enjoy. Just like in Niyasya Singh, in Bawari Street, they drank a very tall thing. Alcoholic. Bumpers, what is it called? What is the name? Bum. Yes. The bum, just see how nasty they are. And they were lying down on the street, and as soon as get some money, immediately go to the wine shop, purchase one bottle. Not eating nicely, no dress, nothing of the. Many of them, the body street is famous for the purpose. So they are not happy, but they are thinking that this is mine. This is mine. The materialistic persons, by engaging themselves in sinful activities, they are not happy, but they are thinking what we are doing. In this European portion of the world, they have experienced two big wars, and still the war cloud is falling, not only here, everywhere. So this materialistic civilization, actually people are not very happy. And as I have told you, that people are going to live underground next 100 years. That means they will lose this freedom of living in the free earth for fear of this atomic attack. That is predicted in the world almanac you have seen. That people are going to live underground. Sometimes they will come out to have fresh air in the surface. Otherwise they will have to leave underground. So, actually, we are, by advancing this materialistic way of life, for the time being, we may feel happy, but we do not know how much risk we are taking in our life. That science is not yet discussed. That science is described in the Bhagavad Gita, that if you hear also, we have begun, that this life is not meant for simply sense gratification with hard labor. No. This life is meant for restraining, tapa. We have to restrain our business of sense gratification. Without restraining our business of sense gratification, it is not possible to make ourselves liberate. That is not possible. This is entanglement. Satsanga thari kainu asate viva. If people give up the association of this Krishna consciousness to self, and they simply indulge in the sense gratificatory process, then more and more they will entangle. Satsanga thari kainu asate vilas, tekarane lagilo mor karma bandha phas. People are now entangled in hard work. Actually, human life should be very easy, no hard work, living very simple life and eating very healthy food, living in open space, no quarrels, no antagonism, everyone is happy, everyone is free. That is human civilization. Not to become entangled. But at the present moment, we have become entrapped.
So,
Rishabhya says that Mahasevadara Mahogumukti, if we actually want liberation from this entanglement, then we should associate with Mahatmas, great souls, and who is a great soul that is being described? We have discussed some of the symptoms of great souls. The great soul is Tamasitta, equal to everyone. Great soul is never angry, they are friend to everyone. And sadhava. Sadhava means sadhaka. Clean habits. A Mahatma cannot be implicated with those four principles of sinful life. That is the first step. No illicit sex life. No gambling. No meat eating. And no intoxication. This is called sadhaka. Clean habit. Anything beyond this, unclean habit. So here it is. Stated, sadhava. Sadhava means sadhaka, clean health. Then, it is said, jiva mahise kritasau hidartha. Now, this Mahatma is specifically indicated for a sannyas, a perfect sannyas, renowned for it. Their characteristics is an another Mahatma. Suppose one is in household life. Question may be whether a Mahatma can be in the household life or not. That is being discussed. Yes, in household life also there can be Mahatma. Just like Advaita Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Mahaprabhu. They are all household. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a householder. He married twice. His first wife died, he married for the second time. Regular household. Although he left household life very early, he was only 24 years old. Therefore, he had no children. But Nityananda Prabhu had one child, Virbhadra. And Advaita Prabhu had two, three children. Advaita Chidananda was very highly elevated. Similarly, Sivas Thakur, he had children. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not say that one has to become in the renounced order of sannyasi, then he becomes a Mahatma. No. We also do not propagate such idea. At least I am not doing that. I am creating household, ideal household. And my ideas are being fruitful. Here in London, I send six householders. And that way, nice, sincerely they are working. Therefore, I am very much proud of them. So here is also the statement that in, it's not required that a sannyasi is only Mahatma, but a grihastha family is also Mahatma. The grihastha Mahatma, his symptoms are described. Jeva mahise kritasau hidartha. Their only business is to please Krishna. That is the first quality. Can no other be? Jeva mahise kritasau hidartha. Then how they deal with others? A grihastha has to live, a sannyasi may live alone in forest or in Himalaya, or in a secluded place in Vrindavan or somewhere. But Mahāyogīśvara, he has to deal with ordinary persons, others, businessmen or ordinary people. So, that is stated here, that a Grihastha Mahatma, his first symptom is that he has no other business than to please Krishna. That is his first thing. And so for dealing with others, that is Janeshu, Deham Bharavatikeshu, Griheshu Jayatma Jarati Matsu, Na Priti Jukta, Javadasthasalute. Very nice. What does he say? That people who are simply interested in maintaining this body and sense gratitude. Deham Bharavati. Deham means this body. And Bhara means maintain. And Bhartik means occupation. Now you analyze everyone in this world. What is their business? Their business is how to maintain this world. If you ask somebody, my dear sir, what you are doing? Oh, I am doing this business. Why you are doing this business? Oh, I must get money, otherwise how can I maintain myself? This is called Dehambhara Dasitus. Their only engagement is how to maintain this body. This is your wish. So Janeshu Deham Bharavartikeshu and Griheshu, the householder has got home, and Jaya means wife. Atmaja means children. Rati, some money, bank balance, or some wealth, Rati. Or persons who are engaged simply for the business of maintaining this body. Their only business is how to maintain a home, how to maintain a wife, how to maintain children, how to have good bank balance. In this way, their life is like that. But a householder, who is Mahatma, whose only business is to satisfy Krishna, for him, these things are not priti jukta, not very pleasing. Not very. Not priti jukta. Then, what is that really? Jarada khatya. They deal as much as required. That's all. I have to deal with some gentleman who is completely out of our this Krishna consciousness movement, but I have to deal with him. How I have to deal as much as possible to avoid him, but so far the business is concerned, all just as a businessman talk with another businessman, so far profit is concerned. That's all. A businessman, a lawyer, talks with his client so much, especially in America, they cannot waste their time. Any businessman will not waste their time. They will talk. Similarly, a householder, a devotee, whose only business is to satisfy Krishna, they will deal with other persons. Other persons means those who are simply interested for maintaining this body, wife, children in this world. They have no other idea. We should not have any very intimate relationship, but we shall have to deal with them. We deal with them only as far necessary. No, that's all. We shall try to avoid them as far as possible. But because we are living with the human society, we have to deal with such persons. So our dealing should be so far as required, not more than that. Then if one leads a household life in different, keeping his due path only in Krishna, in the lotus feet of Krishna, and other dealing superfluous, he is also. He got them. Natri tigutta javada thasu bhote. Mai hi se kudasaur hato purushato kisha. A householder, Mahatma, has only one aim. How to attain the perpetual stage of love of God. So that is the thing. Generally, a householder in the modern civilization, they are simply trying to accumulate money, increase the bank balance, and make the society, senses, and love as the aim and object of life. And they have no other vision. But a person who is Mahatma, his aim is different. His aim is how to make my life perfect in Krishna consciousness. How to please Krishna, how to make friendship with Krishna. Everyone is seeking some friend. That is a fact. Businessman or lawyer or politician, everyone is seeking some friend. Without friends, society, friends, you are loved. These things are required. But a Mahatma householder, he is seeking actual friendship with Krishna. He says so, because he knows if Krishna is my friend, that's why Arjuna sought friendship with Krishna. Rudra-ran sought friendship with Krishna's power. Krishna divided himself because it was family warfare between two cousin brothers. And Krishna was also related with both of them by family relationship. So he said, how can I take part with one and not with the other? Then that will be my partiality. So, anyway, I divide myself into two. I am alone, one side. And in which side I shall go, I shall not fight, I shall not touch even a weapon. And the other side, all my soldiers. Krishna had many soldiers. So Duryodhana thought that I shall take Krishna's soldiers. And Arjuna thought, I shall take Krishna only, if he does not fight. So, this is the determination of Mahatma, that they want simply Krishna's friendship. Mahi sauhidartha. Jiva mahi si krita sauhidartha. Janesi divham bharabhat kesu. Grihesi jayatma garati mastu, na priti jutta javadathastu loke. Javadathastu loke, just to deal with other persons as much as necessary, not more than that. But to keep friendship with devotees, that is necessary. Not that I shall not intimately mix, intermingle with the devotees. That is equal. A devotee has got four business. Ishvara Priti, love for God, Krishna, friendship with devotee, and kindness to the neophyte, and rejection to the non-devotee. These four things. A devotee's only lovable object is Krishna. His only friend is devotee, another devotee. Ishvare tadadhaneshu balikeshu vipassita prema maitri kripa upekhaja karati samartha. Ishvare means Krishna. Prema, love. To love Krishna. Maitri means friendship. Maitri with whom? Tadadhaneshu, those who are under the control of Krishna. Everyone is under the control of Krishna. By this way or that way. But those who are given to Krishna, voluntarily, surrender to, I am speaking of them, Tadadhaneshu. Everyone is just like any citizen in the state, are under the control of the state, rules and regulations. But some of them, they say, we don't care for the government. So they are forced to obey the government laws in the prison house. And the free citizens may, who are voluntarily abiding by the laws of the state. Similarly, any living entity is under the laws of God. There is no doubt about it. But those who are voluntarily accepting the laws of God and giving service to disciplined law, they are called devotees. And those who have revolted and being forced by Maya to abide by the laws of God, they are called non-devotees. This is the difference between devotees and non-devotees. But both the devotees and non-devotees, they must obey the laws of Krishna. There is no exception. There is no exception. This is Maya. He is being forced, the non-devotee is being forced to act. Prakitekramanani punai karmani sarva. He is under the spell of the most material nature. And he is being forced to act under the spell of material nature. But he is thinking, I am free, I don't care for God. This is karma. He is being kicked by Maya, but he will not agree to abide by the orders of Krishna. He will agree to be kicked by Maya. That is his reason. That will agree. Just let me be kicked by Maya. So nobody is free by constitutional position. Nobody is free from the laws of God. But those who are voluntarily accepting, they are devotees. And those who are not accepting, falsely declaring themselves independent, they are not. This is it. Any questions? Uttamasloka, you are not here. I did not see. So, any question on this topic? Question means on this topic, not either. Outside. Gambling, I do not know. You never played gambling? Then, why do? Yes, gambling is betting. That is gambling. People are betting. You put $1 And if you get, you get $10. Otherwise, you lose. It's $1. This is gambling. They are gambling in Christian churches also, in Western countries. But gambling is considered a sinful activity. I do not know how one Mr. Bhattacharya, that is the, he was an educator in England. He told me there is some island, Monte Cristo, here, there is gambling. Monte Carlo, yes. He said that there are gamblers, and one gambler loses every stake. He comes 3 times immediately. And he's gone. That's not, nobody cares. He told me, is it a fact? So that's it. They bring all their fortune to death, and they lose everything. And then out of frustration, they take revolver and pass through them, die, and it is thrown on the street or anything. Nobody cares. That's why it falls on down. So there is three gambling in Monte Carlo. Oh, everywhere. Any big city, in Calcutta, Bombay, everyone gambling. When you get money, and then gambling, the horse race is also gambling. Horse race. This gambling, drinking, meat eating, these things are all unknown in India. They did not know how to drink. The British are introduced. There is a still, a lane, a street, Waterloo Street. There was a owner of suspicious character. She was supplied big bottles of wine, and she used to canvass rich man's son to take wine, and was distributed free. In this way, wine was distributed, and people began to drink daily. And I have seen a tea-faced promise. The advertising tea, preparing tea nicely. He takes this tea, he will not feel hungry, he will be cured from malaria, and so many things, and people come and take tea in this way. Now, any man is taking tea in the morning as they gather in the tea stall. The people, they did not know what is gambling, what is drinking, what is meat eating. But these things are introduced. Very well. No, still, no rigid Hindu house will allow meat cooking in the house, still. No. If you want to eat meat, you can go to hotel. But at home, you cannot cook. Thank you. No, if you can find out a suitable place, but it is difficult nowadays. That you have to tolerate. What can you do? Let others do whatever they like. We can preach that do not do it. But you cannot force because the whole world has gone in these four principles of life. It's eating, meat eating, drinking, gambling. That's why our regulation is very strict. If we say that we do whatever we like, then many people may come and join. But we are not going to say that. Our principle is that better not to have any cow than to have a cow disturbed. Ekastam samahanti. If one person can understand this Krishna consciousness time, in future there is hope that he can make many other persons to this knowledge of Krishna consciousness. Although it is very difficult, Bhagavad Gita is said, manushanam sahasresu, that if you can deliver even one man in your life, then you will be doing a great service for Krishna. It is not required that you have to deliver hundreds and hundreds of men so far. No. If you can train only one man, that's a great service. You save one man from the clutch of someone. It is so nice. So, do it peacefully, as far as possible. People may accept or not accept, but we shall do our duty. But why you will not accept? You have accepted it. You are also addicted to this service, but you have accepted. Similarly, others may accept it. We have to do it. Yes, what is your question? Preaching what should be done in combat, you alone, you cannot make preaching work. It is not possible. You haven't got so much strength that alone you can do. Therefore, whenever you send a preaching party, they go in company, in companies, 6, 7, 8, at least 2. That is the process. And so far, mixing with other people, that I have already explained just now, that to talk with a person is not mixing. Is it? Mixing means, intimate mixing, there are 6 symptoms. When you eat, when you call him to eat, when you give, when you take, when you talk your heart, when you hear his heart, these are called intimate mixing. Otherwise, simply talking or dealing, that is not mixing. That is not mixing. So, you can mix with ordinary people in that way, as far as your business is concerned, as is necessary, that's not intimate. And do your own business, chanting, and following the rules and regulations. That's all. Very simple. Just like doctors, they also mix with infected person. But they do not become infected. So preaching is like that. Unless you preach among the fallen souls, then where is the question of preaching? So you should not become fallen. You should deliver the call. That should be your strength. But if you are less powerful, then you will become fallen. So your body, your strength is Krishna consciousness. Strong Krishna consciousness. Then you will be fall. You will not fall. So you should be careful. All right. This is chanting. Mukunda has not come back. Why is he left? Nobody has come back from London. You are coming from the temple with some slot? No. You are coming from the temple, James? Or you are living here?